Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 230.
Maverick, 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 Maverick.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and welcome to our very own podcast. We're doing it here in Houston, Texas. And we have guests, right, Ray? We have guests?
Yes, we have two guests.
Two guests from...
With ankles.
In North Hollywood, yes. And we're going to talk to them in a few minutes. But before that, we do our weekend updates. Weekend updates. So, okay, what's up with you, Ray, last weekend? How was it?
Last weekend, other than throwing my knee out, it was okay. Everything, you know, I didn't do that much. Old age, I guess. I went down on my knee and something went snap, crackle, pop, and it's been hurting ever since. So,
went down on your knee, or your legs were high up, or
no, legs high up. I was on my knees.
Okay.
Actually, I was laying on my side, up under the camper, working on it, and when I rolled out and started to twist over, I put my foot down to help pull myself up and straighten myself out, and my knee went snap, crackle, pop, and it has not stopped hurting since. So I got a doctor's appointment to go see them tomorrow. No.
This was after Friday? Is that
That was Saturday.
No, Saturday. Because Friday we were at the restaurant. We went out.
Yeah, we went to eat. Everything was fine Friday.
We went to eat. And we went to Daniel Wong's Kitchen. Yeah, it's a nice restaurant.
It's okay.
Chinese restaurant.
It's not okay. Annie Chang's.
Yeah, it's no Andy Chang. Actually, yeah, you're right. I like Andy Chang's better, the one in Westheimer. It's pretty good. And then after that, we went bowling, but you went home.
I went home and watched Sanctuary and had a great time.
I have to get into that. Sanctuary, when did they start?
It started Friday.
Last Friday?
Okay. Friday, yeah, it was the two-hour season premiere.
So. Is it available online?
I do not know. Because see, we talked about this last year on the show because it was actually a web episode show, and they had so many hits, people actually buying the episodes that it got Sci-Fi interested. So they got the rights and they're producing a season for them. So they took those stories that they'd already done, expanding them, and they refilmed them all.
Yeah, it's starring Amanda Tapping.
So,
she's pretty good.
Stargate fame.
Maybe that's why Stargate closed, because she had to concentrate on her.
I think Stargate was going out anyhow. But supposedly there's a new Stargate show coming out after Atlantis closes. I don't know how they're going to tie it in, but there's another one.
So they're going to do a movie or something.
Well, Atlantis is going to do movies, but there's supposed to be a new show, supposedly, kind of like Voyager-esque, that's supposed to be coming next season. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, actually, last Saturday I got to watch Eagle Eye. Have you seen Eagle Eye? You have, right?
Yes.
I liked it. It's awesome.
It's Skynet.
It's Skynet. All of a sudden, yeah. And it's something I would recommend. Probably people can wait for it in DVD. It doesn't have that much.
I mean, I didn't regret paying $9 to go see it. So I mean, it was interesting and entertaining. It's different than the way they promoted on the previews, the whole switch it takes, the whole thing. So, and then it was like, oh, okay. So, but it was still good.
Yeah.
John went and saw Lakeview Terrace.
What's it about?
Samuel Jackson movie where he's a police officer and the guy moves in next door to him and he hates him and he does all this stuff to him. And he said it was a pretty good movie. So, it's very long.
I should check it out. what else am I... What did we do? Sunday. Oh, Beer Bust. We went to Beer Bust last Sunday with Houston Air Bears. It was fun. And I forgot my camera. I think I lost my Asian powers.
You forgot your brand new camera?
I forgot my camera. I went to a bar. I went to a get-together, a social without a camera. And
so, but you had your iPhone.
Yeah, so I had to make do with that. So, yeah, I had to borrow Wayne. So, shout out, Wayne. Thanks.
Hey,
thanks,
Wayne.
For lending me your camera. Anyway, okay. So, yeah, this episode, we have two guests from North Hollywood. They're actually Buck and Bubbaloo, and they're going to promote their new podcast. the Buck and Babalu Show.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice Buck.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Hey guys, this is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and we have guests. Yes, guests from Hollywood. Is that where you guys are from? Bob and...
North Hollywood.
Yes, Babalu and Buck from the Bob and... Babalu?
The Buck and Babalu Show.
Buck and Babalu. Buck and Babalu Show. Sorry about that. So welcome, guys.
You obviously do as much research as we do for our podcast.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's right. So how are you guys?
We're doing great.
Doing great. Just having a good weather right now or something?
It is cooling off in the level. It's doing the fall and winter switch where it gets warm during the day, but it cools down to like the high 50s, low 60s during the night. So it's typical desert weather.
Oh, okay. You guys in West Hollywood, both of you are, or?
North Hollywood.
North Hollywood.
Up in the San Fernando Valley.
Yeah.
Only gays live in West Hollywood.
Oh.
Not all of them, because I live in Hollywood.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, you have a new look right now.
I do.
Yeah. What's with the shaving thing? You just...
I've had a shaved head before. It's nothing absolutely new. I just, for a while, I grew my hair out because I wanted to see what would happen. And then I had a wonderful wake-up of a shake-up of reality that I have a river of balding going through my head. So I was like, okay, I cannot hide this any longer. So I've always pledged to myself that if I ever had a pattern balding problem that I couldn't fix, I wouldn't ever want to do a comb over or anything. So I decided it's over. Shave it off.
Oh, yeah. It's just recent. Yeah. I saw your pictures on LiveJournal, that one. It looks good on you. Yeah. The new
Thank
look.
You.
It's a new look.
I'm right
Buck's
there behind you.
Buck's working. He's working his normal look, which is high and tight, so he's working it out.
You're not far from that, are you, Ray? No, you have a lot of hair, Ray.
No, as David pointed out the last time I was in there, it's getting very thin up here. And I'm like, thanks for pointing that out. I don't see it everyone.
Mine's very wispy and thin right up on top, and I'm like, okay, I cannot do the swoopy-doop anymore, and it's just not working, so we'll shaved.
Oh, okay.
Well, see, that's why I'm growing the beard out, because I don't let it get really long, like ZZ Top, and then I'll have it cut it off and have it made into a wig, and I'll just put it on.
Nice. It'll be the most realistic toupee ever.
Exactly.
Because it'll be your actual hair.
That's right.
Yeah. How long have you guys known each other, you and Buck?
About 3 years.
About 3 years.
2-3 years, I think.
Yeah, 2 in person, because I...
At least...
I got to know you on LiveJournal after I moved to L.A.
Yeah, funny story that Buck and I knew each other on LiveJournal for probably a good year, and he only lived 7 or 8 blocks away from me.
And you never got to meet each other.
And we never met each other until we made the realization... Hey, you live in North Hollywood. So do I. Where do you live? Oh, I live right over here. Oh, my God. We're this close to each other. So we just hung out and have been great friends ever since.
Okay.
And me and Buck have known each other for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
You should get to know Buck, really.
Yeah. Okay. We're here to, plug the show, your new show,
Buck and Babalu Show. Enough of this chatter.
Yeah. So whose idea was it?
It was Bob's idea.
All right.
I'm less technologically inclined, so I don't know anything about doing a podcast, and it was all Bob's initiative.
Okay.
I will take the credit for that. I've been wanting to do a podcast for probably about a year and a half or so, and I just didn't have it between the Bears and the Run thing and between chasing the acting bug and just doing all these sort of things to keep my career going and everything like that. It was always on the back burner, but then it was a moment of I need to just do this and start doing it now. And I contacted Shannon from B-Talk. Of course, we know Shannon. Mm-hmm. And
I don't know who that is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we talked about the specs and we talked about how to do certain things. He walked me through it. And 3 episodes later, we are in the podcast pool. So there you go.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, we were talking about it before. You are you've been in the show most than anyone I know. I think you've been. This is your 3rd or 4th appearance here. Yeah, it's awesome having you back.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, I've been on. I've been on the show live in person for TBRU. I've been it on Skype like we are right now.
Yeah, that's what we were doing. Mm-hmm. So Buck, how about you? One of your goals in the podcast is to get laid. Yeah, I was listening. I was listening to the episode. Which one was it? Number one, I think. Yeah. So
good luck, Buck. It hadn't worked for me yet.
Really? You guys have done 200 episodes. So
well, the chasers always hit me up, but they're always from like the Philippines or France. You know, nobody within like driving distance.
Oh. Okay.
That's what Craigslist is for.
Yeah, and Ray, you like Craigslist a lot, don't you?
I just like to look at Craigslist. Craigslist is just full of flaky.
I'm afraid of doing Craigslist. I'm afraid of the psycho coming over and killing me and nobody finds my body for 3 days. I worry about Craigslist. I don't know. Maybe that's technologically impaired of me.
I only get around Craigslist because of Ray just showing me, oh, you look at this one. Look at this one. We just show me this one and then just some weird stuff that we see.
There's a lot of married cock on Craigslist. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. If they should just call it nostringsattached.org because really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or so, if the girlfriend's away tonight.org, you know.
Exactly.
My wife doesn't understand me.com.
I want lunchtime head.com.
Oh, that's common. I saw that too. So you, Buck, are an actor.
Yes, I am.
Both of you are. Wait a second. You too, Bumble. You two are an actor too. You two work together or something or get together?
We have.
Yes, we both have.
Okay.
But I got into extra work or background acting a couple years ago, December of 06, actually. And I got Bob into it because it's like, hey, they'll pay you to totally stand around and do nothing. And they feed you during the day. So it's a really sweet gig.
And Buck knows I love food. So
I love food too. Yeah. So, okay. One thing I've been listening to in your show, is doing great there. And I was listening to it and you guys were involved in Pushing Daisies? Is that what you said?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I worked on that show a couple weeks ago.
Yes, we both were ankle doubles for episode 8. There's a scene, and we don't want to spoil too much, but there's a scene where this guy gets depressed and starts eating buckets of fried chicken because he's addicted to it, and he gets fatter and fatter. So Buck and I got hired as ankle doubles because we have
it's a montage.
You have similar.
You see the guy's ankles, and he gets fatter and fatter as the year goes by.
So because Buck and I have deliciously fat ankles, we have thick ankles. They brought us on to do the same scene and be part of the montage. So if you watch episode 8, it's called
Comfort Food.
Comfort Food.
And I'm in the rest of the episode. That was the other thing.
Yeah, he's in the episode. What did you do again?
I was a spectator at the Comfort Food Cook-Off, which the main body of the episode is that the people from the pie hole go to this Comfort Food Cook-Off, like at a county fair, and I'm one of the people sitting in the grandstands watching them. Mm-hmm. So that was, yeah.
It's going to be a really fun episode. Check out our ankles, episode 8.
Our ankles are going to be stars.
The cankle episode.
Yeah.
Exactly.
My ankles are so going to get laid.
I know.
That show.
Hey, you know what? You're going to start getting email for guys who are into people men's ankles.
Oh, hey, fetishes.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
Ankles are in. Ankles are in the new butts. That's basically what it is.
How did you get into that?
Fat ankle fetishes monthly.
How did you guys get into that gig? You guys
we both? Here's the story. We both got separate calls from separate casting services who both called us at separate times within probably a half hour of each other. And they both basically, like my calling service called me up and they're like, hey, Bob, are you available Wednesday for an interview? I'm like, sure. What's it for? They're like, Pushing Daisies. We need somebody with, you know, who's a bigger guy with ankle, you know, like for ankle double. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I can totally do it. And they're like, what are you weighing nowadays? And I said, oh, about 300. They're like, that's perfect. And I was like, what
all
the
right.
hell?
That's a conversation you never have in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Just that's, so you know.
Yeah. I almost dropped the phone.
You only have those online with chasers.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So
but yeah, we got there. I got the same call pretty much from my calling service. And it was basically – they phoned around to all the biggest guys they could find at a moment's notice, because I think it was a rush call. They called me at noon, and the interview was at 3 o'clock. So it was like, who can we get these big guys on short notice?
Yeah.
And there were like six of us that showed up all together, and they ended up using most of us.
So just to let you know, there are only six fat guys in Hollywood.
Yeah.
We're two of them.
We work in shifts.
That's right.
That explains it. Okay.
So that sounds like we need to open our own agencies called Fat Boys.
Exactly. Do you need a fatty for your movie? I'll totally fall down the stairs for you.
Yeah, we
can arrange that.
There are specialty casting agencies that there's this one that deals in just military people who are mostly ex-military or cops. They're people who know how to handle guns and weaponry. And so they market themselves to all the people who are looking for extras who look like they could handle guns and can do. And there's
it's
one
all
that's
about
just for like bikers.
Yeah. How about Asian guys? How about an agency that specializes on, say, Filipinos? Right?
I'm sure they have something like that? There must be one up there.
This Air 411.
Bear Force what?
Bear 411. It specializes in Asian guys.
Oh, I don't think so.
Not at all.
I don't think so. I would have been in that anyway. So you guys are busy right now what's keeping you guys busy right now?
Well, Buck's been doing some acting. Tell us about your latest gig.
Oh, well, I got another gig on the – it's a show called Sunny with a Chance. And it stars the woman they say is going to – or the girl they're going to say is the next Miley Cyrus. And her name is Demi Lovato, and she got her start on a Jonas Brothers series, and she's one of that Disney Channel pipeline of tween stars. So this series is apparently going to come out next spring or something, and I got to play a crew member on a TV series within the show.
I've been working like 70 hours a week on the No on Prop 8 campaign, the No on Proposition 8 campaign out here in California. For those who are not Californians, Proposition 8 is the proposition on the books to defeat gay marriage and take it off the books as a legal marriage right. And I'm working with the campaign to defeat that proposition. And I'm the data entry coordinator. So I'm like working 70 hours a week.
Because right now there is gay marriage in California.
Since
May, the Supreme Court of California ruled that it's legal. So there are all these marriages that have been going on, and Prop 8 would specifically take away the right to get married.
Yeah, even people from Texas here too would even go there just to do that ceremony. Here they are. That's going to close it down.
Texas is going to be the last state that's going to okay gay marriage. Let's be honest.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
No, that'd be Alaska.
I don't know. I would say Alabama or Mississippi. Because Texas has a couple of big metro areas with gay communities.
Yeah.
And Alabama and Mississippi, it's a lot harder to find.
Yeah, that's true. We have Austin. We have Dallas, and they're pretty much Houston. So, I don't know.
Texans.
Got your home city. That's
Texans
right.
do yeah. know what gay people look like, right?
Right.
They,
yeah.
Seen you.
They look like the Nard.
No, they don't.
They all look like you.
They don't. They're not short.
No, everybody in Texas, thinks that all gays are like, what's his name from? My mind just went blank.
Will and Grace? Sean the Hayes from Will
and Grace? Will and Grace?
No, Will? The little short guy from Sorted Lies.
Leslie Jordan.
Yes, that's what they think all gays look like in Texas.
Yeah. Short old midgets. I mean, what?
Short old midgets. Who do you drag?
Wow.
So when are you guys going to – what do you do now with the recording every week? Is this what you're going to do with your Buck and Bubba?
We're doing it every Sunday night and posting it on Monday.
Well, posting it in the wee hours of Sunday night. So it's usually available like the first thing. When you wake up in the morning on your five-day work week, we are ready for you.
You can start
the
week with us.
Start the week with Buck and Bubba.
Yeah.
That's going to be our new campaign slogan. Start your week the right way.
What is it? Sending – light and what is it? Sending good
sending
thoughts
pure
and
pure white light and positive energy.
Oh, that's right. That's awesome.
And get cocoa.
Unicorns.
I can't even say it anymore.
I like that.
I tried to say it the first couple of weeks. I couldn't even say it anymore.
They got the picture on the website.
I know, but I'm giving out
hot cocoa.
Hot cocoa. Pumpkin Actually, pie. No. This for the fall, I'm giving out warm pumpkin pie, and then I'll start giving out hot cocoa in the winter, and then in the spring I'm gonna give out sunshine and flowers, and then in summer I'm gonna give a That's cool so glass sweet. Of lemonade.
That is so sweet. Wow.
Instead of shout-outs. We've got to change up the shout-outs because every podcast ever heard always does shout-outs.
Yeah, everybody's like, doing shout-outs.
Mm-hmm. We can't shout-out. We're just going to give like wonderful, lovey, fun hugs and kisses through the internet.
And I'll probably vary it up. I won't just give pure white light. I'll give gay unicorns and chocolate kisses and what have you. And I'll vary it up. I'll come up with other
that
stuff.
Sounds a lot easier than what we do by giving head at the bear runs.
Yeah, well, yeah, work hard on it. But
I've seen your tactics, Bernard.
Yeah, I'll pounce on him. I growl and I pounce on him.
I've seen you sitting in that refrigerator box waiting for something to come through that hole. I know what you're talking about.
Or what do you call this?
You totally mean.
Bring a donut on a fishing pole.
Yeah, the donut. Yeah, exactly.
Put that on the balcony. I did that before. It didn't work, so.
you had to be on the first floor.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So you guys are going to do video?
Maybe in the future. Right now we're honing our skills and, you know, fine-tuning the show. So, I mean, we're only three episodes in, so it's not like we're going to, you know, suddenly become, you know, crazy multimedia yet. But it could definitely happen in the near future.
Our multimedia empire will eventually take over the world.
Exactly.
We're just starting a little slowly.
One gay guy at a time.
One podcast at a time, we will take over the
well,
internet.
You know, they said one of the major networks is getting ready to collapse and go out of business, so it could be the BAB pretty soon.
What's the network? What are you talking about?
Yeah, what is that?
I haven't heard
that. You know, with all the stuff, Wall Street crashing and stuff, Bill Maher was talking about that one of the major networks is in financial, could be going out here pretty soon. Okay. I don't know. He didn't say which one he was sitting in. So I'm wondering if it's NBC since they're owned by General Motors.
No, not NBC. I sure hope not.
I'm sure somebody bought Heroes property and take it
no,
over.
No, not Heroes. Don't take it. I don't want
don't
it to go
away.
Don't
take my Heroes.
Yeah.
There's going to be many nerd tears shed if Heroes goes off the air.
Yeah, definitely. What happened to you guys during the strike? The side strike?
Honestly?
Unemployment.
Well, it's really hard to get a gig.
Well, there was still stuff going on here and there that both of us belong to calling services, which are agencies that find work for us, that people who are looking for extras call the calling services and they send them, like, can you send me somebody really quick? Send me five people, assorted ages and sizes or whatever.
So it's not like an escort service.
Yeah, don't be fooled by the word strike. Hollywood didn't shut down. There was still work
there were still
going
movies
on.
Being filmed.
There were still TV shows in production, so it wasn't like
there were still commercials.
You know, gates were closed and locked or anything like that.
It just was really slow.
It was just slower.
Yeah, no people calling. This would be difficult. Wow.
I mean, technically, they still haven't signed a contract from whatever.
Yeah, the Screen Actors Guild still is working without a contract right now.
Yes.
And so everything is still kind of in slowdown mode. So if the actors ever get around to signing a contract, then things will pick up again, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it hasn't
but it's
been
still
fully
in
resolved.
Slowdown mode.
Mm-hmm. How about the reality shows? Have you ever considered that? Or that also needs some casting that you would have on a regular TV show?
Oh, we definitely want to try out for Amazing Race. That's our favorite.
Oh, yeah, I noticed. You guys spoil it for the people. Talk
exactly.
about Amazing Race.
We
all
didn't
the time.
Say who got kicked off. We didn't.
Yeah, we didn't say who got kicked off. We haven't spoiled that. We gave some hints as to how the episode went, but we didn't. The first episode we told what happened, but this on our latest podcast, it just happened last night. We didn't say who got kicked off. We just talked about the episode in general. So.
Yeah, that's true.
But we love the Amazing Race.
But if we do apply for the Amazing Race, we've got to get in seriously better shape.
Yeah.
Because right now the cardio just isn't there. I would not be able to do a foot race.
I'd be like, longer than 50 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go climb the tree or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Climb up those 3,000 stairs right now.
Why don't I just go right to the pit stop and concede right now?
Exactly.
Oh, speaking of a SAG. What's the guy's name that was the gay guy from Amazing Race that was dating? What's his name?
Chip and Riken.
Yes, Riken.
What about?
Take his damn SAG card away from him.
Why? What did he do?
Why?
Have y'all not seen him on Dante's Cove?
No.
No, I don't have logo.
We don't have, he's not, it's on Here, the Here Network.
Here Network.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
I don't even have, we don't have that out here, ironically.
Netflix it, but.
I'm not going to waste my time Netflixing Riken's face. I don't care about
it. He's on there, and it's like, the whole reason he's there is because he's cute, and that's about it. Even though that's not the greatest acting talent ever in a gay show.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never seen it,
and I don't plan to, so.
Me neither. I don't think so.
You're not missing much, but he needs to lose his card.
Oh.
I wonder if I just punch him in the face. Would that work?
Well, you know, there are a lot of people that get work, and we actors sit here and wonder how and why.
Who is they sleeping with? Exactly.
About commercials, Buck. I know Bob has been in a commercial. I've seen yours, Bob. But how about you, Buck? Have you been in a commercial before?
I've done a couple of them here and there. They're harder to get for some reason than series and things. They pay better for one thing, so there's more competition. But I've done a couple commercials. I was in one that was this Japanese deodorant commercial a few months back. Yeah.
Does it involve any obstacle course to do it? No.
No, it wasn't. Well, it was like a weird extreme sports kind of thing going on. There was this wrestling match, a boxing match going on between this very athletic black woman and this little old lady. And the idea was that because the deodorant is so strong, this little old lady could use it to win over the athletic black woman who looked like Layla Ali. And it was very weird. I don't pretend to follow the exact argument. It was all in Japanese anyway. So I was just a spectator at this boxing match.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
it's real exciting.
I don't pretend to know what was actually going on.
Okay. I remember yours, Bob, was in the restroom one. You were all clean shaven there.
Oh, that was like a year and a half ago. Yeah, that was the spec commercial for Purell hand sanitizer. But since then, I've been in the Time Life commercial. It's the infomercial that's a half hour long. That was for Hard and Heavy, the 10-disc set of metal.
Oh, really?
Rock and heavy metal, and I was like one of the testimonial guys. Who is like, you know, halfway, like probably about 20 minutes into the commercial, you know, because it's like a half hour long infomercial that plays at like 2:30 in the morning on your local station. And I was one of the guys.
Right?
It was Brett Michaels from Poison was the host. And there's these two, you know, kind of, you know, slutty chicks that were his co-hosts. And they talked for like 20 minutes. And then 20 minutes in, they went to the fan testimonials. And I was one of them that I was like, you know,
all these songs are
all
really
these songs
great.
Are the
all
best.
These songs.
This is the best music of my lifetime. I totally. This is like high school for me. I love it. Woo! Yeah, that's whole thing.
We gotta see that.
He's the only one who did the devil horns.
I was the only one. I was the only one that did devil horns with my hands and went woo. Everybody else.
So they had to use that.
Everybody else was like super white bread and was like, "These songs are great. I love rock." And I was like,
"Mafia."
I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me, Ronnie James Dio? This is the shit, man. Holy crap!" You know. So,
wow. Yeah. How long was that?
How long?
I mean,
well,
no.
They got like 15 minutes of stuff that they
Yeah, they got 15 minutes of stuff, but it got narrowed down to like maybe 10 seconds of sound biting. Mm-hmm. Cuz that's how you do it. You get a lot of interviews and then you cut that, you splice that stuff, you know, in between things. So it was very much like, you know, one thing after it was just like one testimonial after another. So
you should do some kind of in your podcast, you can do a video like that too, like a spoof of an infomercial too, something like that.
Exactly.
No, yeah.
We're Babalu, and we're marketing our 10-disc set of the best of Buck and Babalu.
Exactly.
we're
going to totally make an MP3 set for you, and it's going to be sponsored by Time Life.
And here are some fans to tell you how exactly. Our show has changed their lives.
Yeah, you'll have testimonies. Get testimonies from Shannon and the guys. And,
exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I've been listening to Buck and Babalu for years, and they shine on this 10-disc set. You know, we'll totally get a box package and everything. It'll be fantastic.
Awesome. Well, so let me ask you, Buck and Babalu show. You guys listening out there, buckandbubblueshow.com. What's the future? What are you going to do next? Besides any appearances for the show, appearances right now, somewhere? Or?
I don't know. I don't know if we're actually going to go anywhere yet. I'm slated to perform at a Bear Red in Albuquerque in like April. I know I'm supposed to be in Nashville around that time too, but I don't know if Buck is going to be traveling with me or not.
I have no idea.
We haven't planned that far in advance. We're working on a podcast basis, but I'm sure we will let everyone know what, if we plan to show up at some delicious, event somewhere or whatever, and do a live podcast from something. We don't know.
You just wing it along, huh? Okay.
We're gonna make it up as we go along.
Yeah,
that's kind of our goal.
Worked so far.
Yeah, we're only three episodes in. We haven't built a bear empire like you, Nard. We haven't done 3,000 episodes.
We live moment to moment. We're very zen.
Haven't you talked to every bear at this point in the world?
No, there's a few thousand more.
That is not acceptable. You need to get on those people and interview them as well, because I think by the time you get to episode 1,000, you should have talked to everybody.
We shall see.
I think the only ones left are the ones that don't have internet.
Yeah, that's
exactly
right. Okay.
Can I call you on a cell phone? That kind of thing.
Well, we can, I guess. Okay, one last question. Babalu, how is Bears on the Run?
It is currently on hiatus, but it is going to return. Right now, everybody's kind of busy doing their own thing. Kendall's been writing a lot of material for a new album. Shannon has been performing and writing new stuff and doing the Bee Talk podcast, of course. Matthew's been working and probably writing new stuff. Elijah's been busy promoting his current album, Better Man, and he actually has a video on Logo.
Yeah.
So that's good. And I've been busy working on the political campaign, No on Prop 8, and writing new material and another one-man show. But we all have kind of been busy doing our own thing to re-energize and refocus and get new material ready to go. And I believe we're going to be making an appearance in Nashville next year. We're going to be performing for their event, and I think that's in April or May, and I can't remember off the top of my head. But they have like a spring sort of run thing.
Okay. Yeah, so Nashville, wow.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Nashville. I was there last year. It was fun. It's a very nice city. I like it there.
It is fun. I've been there many times. I like it.
Mm-hmm. And how about you, Buck? Any travels you're going to do soon or any appearances?
Well, I'm going back to Indiana, my hometown or my home state, in a couple weeks to celebrate my mom's 75th birthday. So that's where I'll be in a couple weeks. Other than that, I don't have any travel plans in the works.
So Cubs, be ready in Indiana. If you're listening in Indiana, Buck is coming your way. In more ways than one.
I'll get on Indianapolis Craigslist.
There you go.
I'm working out.
There you go.
We got people talking during our radio show. They're all walking by looking at us.
Fantastic. You're at the office?
At the Gay and Lesbian Center. So a bunch of people just came out of a theater, and they're all looking at us funny because we're sort of sitting at a table with headphones on. And they're like, what's going on there? So,
okay, how about the website for the No to Prop 8?
It is noonprop8.com. That is the website. It's the number 8, and they are you can check out all the information there. They're running ads, and they're it's in full throttle. We are working really hard to try and defeat that proposition, and it's tough. I always say, people, it all depends on the vote. So get out and vote, and vote no when you do it.
Yes, wish you all the luck. That's awesome you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, everybody out there, thank you for listening. I'm glad you guys came on board. Buck, Babalu, thank you very much.
BuckandBabaluShow.com. Plug.
Yeah, check it out, guys. Buck and Babalu.
Check it out. They got their bios, emails. They got friends, Bee Talk, Faith, John. No Bear Talk, Bear Podcast.
I haven't edited it yet. I have to do that tonight.
I have an actual job. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's right. I'm working 70 hours a week trying to save gay marriage, Nard. Come on now.
Okay, that's right.
But tonight I am actually working on the website with the person who did that, which is Faith Choice. So we'll be adding more links and things like that. And of course, yours will be on there as well.
Awesome. Wow. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
of course,
guys.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
All right. I guess we're going to wrap this up. There you go. Yep, that's right. So before we do that, we're going to do some, we're going to email, read some emails here. Hold on. Actually, a comment on episode 227 from Jeff from Vermont. Yeah, thanks, Jeff, for sending a comment. Says this is the one of the best and most interesting episodes ever. Michael is one of the most awesome bears out there, and I'm very grateful to have had the opportunity to get to know him. Thanks for doing the interview, Reynard. So, yeah. Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, he's the actually a connection to get Michael. You remember Michael from the Trans Bear that we had in episode 227? He's an awesome guy. Yeah. One of these days, I'm gonna meet him. I'd like to meet him.
Well, he said when he next time he comes to Texas, he's gonna holler at us. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
He's from the area. So.
Yeah, he is from the area. Okay, one more from Freddie. I don't know what city he's from.
Freddie Friedman.
No, it's not Freddie Freeman. Well, I do talk to Freddie Freeman. Yeah, the last episode was with Freddie and Michael. Thanks for joining in. Thank you for joining us. They're in episode 229. And don't forget, Rocktoberfest this coming Saturday. And 2 weeks from now, it's going to be in Sawmill. Bearpalooza. Bearpalooza.com. Okay, one more email here from Freddie. He said... I'm a fan. Yeah, we have a fan. I listened to a couple of your podcast interviews and enjoyed it so much. So please add me up. Yeah. So he hopes to get us more. Get to know us more, Ray. So thank you, Freddie.
Did he send naked pics?
Yeah. Well, no, he didn't. Maybe I can. Let's try to score some. Yeah. I'll forward it to you so we can do that.
Yeah. That's right, fans. When you email us, you got to send pics so we know who we're talking to. Naked pics are even better. So. And also, we need to do a raffle. We need to come up with a raffle next week because we have this lovely piece of artwork donated by Tyler Studios that's sitting here in my office that we need to raffle off.
Oh, really? Okay. Can you take a picture or something?
Yeah, we can. We'll get a picture of it and get it up so we can have that's coming up. We got to get that done.
Let's do it on Thursday.
Yeah, we can do that Thursday when we're doing our little Chaser show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Should we tell them? I guess we should.
It's going to be a special Chaser show.
It's going to be a special Chaser show very soon because Carl from San Diego is coming.
To Houston.
Yes, he's coming to visit us. So. You're going to pick him up. I wish I could, but I have another person too.
Yeah, so we were going to try to surprise him with you picking him up, but since we can't work that out, I got to drag up there and get him. So, which is going to be fun. So.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We're going to record... I don't know if we're going to broadcast that or anything, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be an in-studio Chaser show. That'd be interesting. Yeah. And, shout out to Carl. We're going to get to meet him at last.
Yep.
I'll get to meet him. You already saw him then at Comic-Con.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So, we got to get out of here. Yeah, so...
I got to go finish Heroes.
Oh, you really? Oh, by the way, that person died. I'm not going to spoil it.
Not even star me.
Oh. Okay, thank you guys for listening. If you have comments, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yes, and visit the website, www.bearpodcast.com. Or you can call the voicemail line.
At 206-222-2327. Yes. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes.
Woof.
Woof. No. Yeah. Leave your voice comments and we'll play it in the show. And go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. And if you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. I actually have some people trying out the iPhone version of Bear Podcast. It was awesome. Uh-huh. I could see it. I could see who's doing it. And there are a couple of people using the Zune software, using Zunes. Mostly are iTunes, or mostly are from iTunes or iPod users. But I see some people who are using Zune and using the iPhone website. Anyway, okay, subscribe by iTunes. Guys, it's for free. Some people are asking, do I have to pay for it? No, you don't. It's
no, but
free.
Donations are always welcome.
Well, yeah. Send in those
equipment.
Yeah, send in those underwears, those jock straps, and whatever. Okay, so thanks, Ray, and hope you enjoy Heroes, and I won't spoil it for you.
Okay, and I guess I will see you Thursday night then.
Yeah, Thursday night. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode, which is a Chaser show. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf,
Water Bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf Water Bear. Wolf Water Bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf Water Bear.
All right, that's a cut, but we're still recording.
What? That's ridiculous.
That's a full 30
minutes.
That was fun. Yeah, it's nice to also to catch up with you, Bob. I haven't seen you for a long time. Wow.
I know. I've been kind of busy.
Bears on the run last August here. No, wait. No, it's October. October here. When is it? When is the next round?
If we actually do another full tour or round of tours, it'll be on the West Coast because we haven't hit the West Coast yet.
Oh, that's
so
great.
We have to do like San Diego, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle, that whole Portland. So that will be the next round of Bears on the Run shows when they happen.
I kind of think I might join you guys. We're going to go there at somewhere in California.
Maybe. Just pay for our gas. That's all we ask.
I mean, rent a car or something and drive it. I don't know. We'll see. California. Yeah, I was talking to Shannon about it. So we'll see.
Cool. We'll see what happens. Everybody will know when it happens, so we'll definitely make announcements online and on the website and the whole thing. So
I better add you, Buck. What's your LJ Buck?
I'm on LJ as Pope Buck One, PopeBuck numeral one.
Okay, yeah, I'll add you in. Ray used to be in LJ, but he got lazy.
Oh snap!
Now what? Who are you on LJ?
Who, me? I'm not on there anymore.
I mean Maynard.
B.R. Chase.
B.R. Chase. Okay, I will add you too.
Awesome.
Right on. We've made a connection. We've made an LJ connection.
We've made the beginning of lifelong friendships here tonight.
Exactly.
That is awesome.
Ray's more of a MySpacer, I can tell. He likes the MySpace and the kids. He totally loves it.
And the kids.
I'm kidding. And the kids and their rock and roll and their Jonas Brothers. He loves the MySpace.
And the glitter hugs.
Yeah.
He's like,
true.
What?
No Jonas Brothers.
Like Facebook, don't you?
No. See, I've never done Facebook.
What?
I was thinking about Facebook. I haven't. Facebook
is MySpace for adults, basically.
Oh, okay.
It used to be for college students.
I'm on enough websites. I sure as hell
when it started off, it was for college students, but it's become like the adult alternative to MySpace.
Exactly.
Because the kids have taken over the MySpace.
Space, yeah.
I'm beginning to dislike MySpace.
And Dane Cook, he's completely taken over MySpace.
Oh, that's right.
That's part of his global media empire.
MySpace. I don't like it too much. It's just too cluttery. I think it's not good to look at. Yeah, Facebook is. I've seen some Facebook pages. They're pretty nice.
Clean.
Very clean. It doesn't hurt the eyes. But I don't know if I'm gonna have another social networking thing. Yeah. Anyway, It's just too much. Too much.
All right. Well, because of your podcast, our subscriber rate better double. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we'll play part of this on Bear Radio this Thursday. So,
do you want me to send you like a link to our pictures or like?
Oh yeah, yeah. I need the pictures.
Yeah, just use the banner. You either use the banner or use.
I want your pictures. You too. The 40 and what is it? 40 and smiling. What is it?
Still sexy.
40 and sexy. Oh.
40 and sexy.
Okay. I like that. I like that, Buck. 40 and sexy.
Exactly. Yeah. Either that or, you know what I'll do before Thursday, if that's when you're posting. When are you posting this?
Oh, no. I need to get it in. My real deadline is Wednesday, 9 o'clock. So I need to get it in by at least tomorrow.
What I'll do is I'll take pictures of Buck and I tonight together, and I'll send you a picture of us together with the banner.
Okay. So I can finish the show by Tuesday.
Do a nice pose that you show your ankles.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I'd like to do a separate one. I'll make an inset. Like, do an
inset.
Sure,
exactly. One for the ankle fetishists and there one for everyone else.
Trust me, you will get an email about it.
Awesome.
I posted a video, and because I had latex gloves on, I got all these emails for guys.
I can't wait. I really want to. I want a Taiwanese boyfriend. Latex. That's what I'm really looking for. Wow. So.
Oh, really? You've gone rice queen all of a sudden. Wow.
I love that you just use that term. That's my favorite. That's what I love about you, Nard.
It's pretty common in the Asians and Friends groups. Rice queens and potato queens, sticky rice and mashed potatoes. You know,
so what if I only like white people? Am I a cracker queen?
Mashed potatoes. if you like
another mashed potatoes.
Yep,
that's
mashed potatoes.
Funny, I've never heard that.
Yeah, I'd never heard that either.
And I've been gay a long time, and I've never heard it called and, mashed. And if you're into mashed potatoes.
But if it's two Asians, they're sticky rice.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Oh my God! So what is two Asians and a white dude? What is that?
Well, one is the potato queen. One is the rice queen.
Is it Alba? Is it
chop suey?
Is it Alba Cortuna sushi?
I don't know. No, there's no term for that. There's there are also taco queens, curry queens. Yeah. That's how it goes. Yeah.